Shir Beis, Yom Alef, Parshas Bahar.
So the Gemara in Daf Chof Beis das ist ein Stire. In der Mishnah in Chof Beis steht, Shetziloso Merube Mechamoso Ksheiro. Mashma Dafka is more shade from sun, it's kosher. Hoke Adodi Psula. And in our Mishnah steht, Shechamoso Merube Mechamoso Psula. Hoke Adodi Ksheiro. And the Gemara answers, Leikashe kan milemalo kan milemato. Omar Apopa, and Amr Inche, Kizuzu Meleile, Keister Miletochos. So Rashi learns Pshat, what is the teretz of the Gemara, kan milemalo, kan milemato? So Rashi, the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Rashi it's also bepshat. It's a hemshech. The Gemara asked the Kashna, and the Mishnah in second Perek states, Shetziloso Merube Mechamoso Ksheiro, Mashma Keadodi Psulo. And the Mishnah in Perek Rishon states, Shechamoso Merube Psulo, Mashma Keadodi Ksheiro. This is what the Gemara is asking us here. The Gemara answers, "Kan milemalo." Rashi says, "Hode daikinen ki adodi psulo lemalo koi. Kshiyesh ben kone lekone kim loy kone. Afilu betzimtzum psulo." So Rashi learns, "Kan milemalo." What is meduyek that dafka tziloso is kosher, but if it's 50-50, it's posul. It's milemalo. Why? Why 50-50 is posul? Lefi shechamas. Ha'avir nires ba'oretz rechovo arba min ha'tzel shel ha'schach. When it's 50-50 on top, the sun looks in the bottom more. Chamas ha'avir nires ba'oretz rechovo arba min ha'tzel shel ha'schach. So why milemalo is psulo? It's 50-50. Lefi shechamas ha'avir nires ha'oretz rechovo tfei. It looks big ha'oretz. So I think it's meduyek in the Rashi clearly that why 50-50 is not good on the top, because on the bottom is more sun. Dehainu, state in Rashi, lo yitzuyer in the bottom is not more sun. It will be also 50-50 on the bottom, it will be okay. So state in Rashi, why 50 and 50 on top is not good? Because in the bottom, it looks more sun from shade. In the bottom, it doesn't look more sun from shade. In the bottom, it will look exactly like on the top, 50-50. It will be okay. As I state in Rashi. Why it's not good when it's 50-50 on top? Because on the bottom, you could see more sun from shade. But if it's 50-50 on the bottom, it will be okay. Be'etzem, Rashi repeated himself in the first Rashi in the Masechta. Rashi says, why Chamoso Merubo in the bottom is not good? Because it's Botel Beroi v'kemisha Einoi. Aber steht, Lo Yetzir, it's not Botel Beroi v'kemisha Einoi. Lo Yetzir, the cell is not Botel Beroi. If it will be 50-50, steht in Rashi in the Mishnah again, then it will be good. So twice state in Rashi that if in the bottom it will be 50-50, it's also good. Why it's not good when it's 50-50 on the top? Because in the bottom is more sun from shade. So kan milemalo, if it's 50-50 on the top, it's not good because in the bottom is more sun from shade. Kan milemato, if it's 50-50 on the bottom, zokt Rashi, it's good. This is our Mishnah. Only if it's chamoso, it's posul. But if it's 50-50 on the bottom, it's kosher. Why it's kosher, zokt Rashi? V'hoded haikinen ki adodik sheira, nokat shiure milemato, shechamo v'tzel shovim, beyodua she'akonim rechovim min ha'avir. So here Rashi is a modern zach. So Rashi, why 50 and 50 on the bottom is kosher? Because biyodua, the top, hakonim Shavim min ha'avir. If at the bottom it's 50-50, obviously on the top is more shade. Why Rashi has to come to that? It's like the Rashash. Rashi started. 50-50 on the top is not good, because in the bottom is more sun. A beluyotzer in the bottom is not more sun. It'll be 50-50 in the bottom. It's meduyik in the first beginning of Rashi that it's good. Not only meduyik in the Rashi that it's good, state in our Mishnah that it's good. Only because it's bottle beloyv, it's not good. Rashi finishes, and when it's 50-50 on the bottom, why it's good? Because biyodua that on top is more shade. Why you have to come that biyodua that on top is more shade? Even if on the top is not more shade. Even when the top is also 50-50, it also had to be kosher. As I frek the Rashash. And the Rashash learns that Eina Chanami is Lav Dafka. Rashi says it for Avul Rabbi Yeshua, we'll get later to the Rashash. But the Ikir Rashash learns, if it's 50 or 50 on top, it's not good, because there's more sun on the bottom. Abelu Yitzir, to be 50-50 in both, Avada to be good. But the Metzir says, when it's 50-50 on top, there's more sun on the bottom. And when it's more shade on the top, and when it's 50-50 on the bottom, there's more shade on the top. Thus is Shitas Rash. So we'll have to get back to Miyashiv the Rashash in the Hemshech. But mikol makom shitas Rashi is Rabbi Yochanan el Rif Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and most of the Rishonim that kan milemalo means if it's 50-50 on the top, it's not good. If it's 50-50 on the bottom, it's good. That's the shitas Rashi. Frek Teisves of Rashi, frek Rabbi Nutam and Rashi, v'hikshu Rabbi Nutam, why 50 and 50 on the top is not good? Arikaimelon kerav pope, porutz keoimed is good. It's machlekes rav pope veravuna ben rabbi Yeshua and eruvin tezvov. If you have a mechitzas and Shabbos, and it's 50% closed, 50% open, no shaykes to love it. 1 meter open, 1 meter closed, one. Rav pope holds it's good. Aloch lemoishe misinai lo yisifo yitzrube. But it's 50-50, it's called closed. Ravuna ben rabbi Yeshua holds, you have to have roiv. Aloch lemoishe misinai is you have to close the roiv. But if you have pope, you can't have a pirzer roiv. 50-50 is close. Frekt Rabbeinu Tam. So why the sukkah is not kosher? You have mechzo schach, mechzo avir, porutz ke'oy medomi. It's good. Why here it's not kosher? This is the way Rabbeinu Tam is by us. And the Teisves, and the Sefer Ayosho, and Shin Samaches, and the way the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Ritva bring him down, he says, and not only that, the Gemara in Daf Tesvov speaks about the Sukkah, that they have Mechza Schach Posul, Mechza Schach Kosher, and the Gemara says that a Libet Rabbi Rav Pope, it's good. Why Poutz Keim Edomi? Schach Posul is Azei V'Avir, Sloch Loi Ma'ale V'Loi Moirit. And even Torah Pope holds, Val Porutz Keoim Edomi, the Sukkah is kosher. So why here the Sukkah is not kosher? This is Rabbeinu Tam's Kashe and Shitas Rashi. It's 50-50, why it's not kosher? Rabbeinu Pope holds, Porutz Keoim Edomi. If you have the Porutz Keoim, it's called Sogu. So here also it's called Famach. This is Rabbeinu Tam's kasha, and again, Rabbeinu Tam Ayos even didn't feel that he has to mention Daf Tesvov, Sefer Ayosho, and the Rosh, and the way the Ritva brings it down. The Iker kasha is Ve'ochi Mefurish not only legabe Eiruvin, not only legabe Mechitzes Shabbos, even legabe Mechitzes from Sukkah and Daf Tesvov. The Mishnah says Amekara Sukosu Bashapudim or Baruch Hasamito. He has metal pieces on the sukkah, if yesh revach kemoisom, and he puts schach kosher, Rav Pope holds that it's kosher. Ravuna holds it has to be a bit bigger. So that the schach kosher goes in and out, there's a little bit more space, so it's more schach kosher. But Rav Pope holds, even if it's not roiv schach kosher, it's 50-50, parutz keoim. This is Rabbeinu Tam's kashe and shitas Rashi. Now, here the Chochmah is first today to be maimid the shitas. Savade, everyone knows when you hear the kashe, what is the kashe? Rashi gave a shtickle answer. Rashi says 50-50 is not good because shechama sa'avir mispashet. Rashi said it pesateret, that the sun gets bigger in the bottom. We have to know what Rashi meant. But Rashi said it pesateret. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't care about Rashi's teretz. Why Rabbeinu Tam doesn't care about Rashi's teretz? For two reasons he doesn't care. Both are emes. One reason, and if you look in the Sefer HaYosho, he says that he checked it, the sun doesn't become bigger. The Metzius is not like Rashi. He's chaylik in the Metzius. The sun doesn't become bigger. The man, he's asking a simple kasha. You have 50-50 on top. Why it's not good? Rashi says, the sun becomes bigger. We have to know what Rashi meant. I'm telling you, the Metzius is not like that. And don't wonder, Asidah Azazach, the Rosh in the end brings down from Balaitu that the Metzius says that the sun doesn't become bigger. The sun becomes smaller. Kabunasanel is very busy with Metzius. When a person could see it when he walks in the street, sometimes you have a shade of the person that's 10 times the size, sometimes the shade is smaller. It's totally from where the sun is coming. This is the real answer. That is totally what time, sometimes in the year it's like that, sometimes. But again, it's not right now to the Metzius. Rashi says it's like that, Rabbeinu Tam says that the Metzius maybe that's not like that. But if you see the Rabbeinu Tam by us, and in the Ritva and the Sefer HaYosho, it's not only because he was choylik and the Metzius of Rashi. He didn't say like Rashi. He bichlal didn't hold that the fact that the sun becomes bigger in the bottom is ma'ale v'moiri. Ma'achpatli. Shem said to put tzchach. I put 50% tzchach. It's okay. I put 50% tzchach. Porutz ke'oimen. I covered that place. So what happens on the floor? Spreads, doesn't spread. My left kamina. So I'm saying, first, he didn't hold the Metzius that attack is spread. You see the Lashon in Sefer HaYosher inside, even if it would spread, mach pali that it spreads at the bottom. I have to put tzchach on the roof, not on the floor. And on the roof, I put 50%, porutz keoim, and it's good. Mikoyach diskashe, Rabbeinu Tam is choylek. And shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, if it's 50 and 50 on top, it's kosher. And he learns fakert, kan mi lemalo, kan mi lemato. The first Mishnah says, if and 50-50 on top, it's kosher. Kan mi lemalo, it's kosher. Only chamoso is posul on top. The first Mishnah, chamoso, v'ruv mitziloso is psulo. Hoke adodi, kosher mi lemalo. If you go to the schach, and you put 50%, avada, it's kosher. Kan mi lemato, if you stand on the floor, and you look up, and it looks to you 50-50, it's posul, because the ear looks small. It's interesting. You could have said the sach looks small. He says if you look 50-50, the ear looks small. The ear is bigger. Someone the sach, he brings the raya that the ear looks small from the star. When the star, the ear is the star is the piece, not the amad neraya. The tzushto is not the right tzushto. Okay, if we have time at the end of the sugya to try to ois cheshbon it. You have to have a raya from a star. All of that needs pshat. But this is zaitik, the violet zaitik. Because Mokim Rabbeinu Tam is choylek, and Rabbeinu Tam learns that mechzo al mechzo is kosher. 50% tzchach on top is kosher. Porutz ke'oimen is kosher. Porutz ke'oimen is kosher. Porutz ke'oimen is kosher. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. So if you have 50-50 on top, it's kosher. If you have roif son, it's possible. This is Rabbeinu Tam. I want to be masbir a little bit more the Havone and Rabbeinu Tam. We'll take it one more step, the Havone and Rabbeinu Tam. The Welt asks it in the Nusach of Akashe. Frag the Welt. So what is Lefi Rabbeinu Tam? You have to cover the roof with 50%. So the first Mishnah says, Sukkah shigvoy lemalo me'esimamu psulo. V'shechamoso meruba mitziloso psulo. If it's not covered 50%, only 49%, it's possible. Why it's possible? Because it's not covered 50%. So the Tana had to write, Veshemiut schach psulo. Why the Tanakh calls it Shechamoso merubo mitziloso? Why to call it the sun is more from the shade? He's saying if it's covered less than 50%, it's not good. And if it's 50%, it's good. Why the Tanakh writes it in such a nusach? Maybe you call it a smule ore. But it's a real ore bepshat. Why to get mixed up bichlal? Why the Tanna speaks about shade, sun? When you learn Shabbos, you learn you have to have a gate 50%. Who speaks about the sun, about the shade? Why to talk in such a sprach? So why to talk in such a sprach? The answer is, to yisoy nisnik pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. Even that Rabbi Nutam says, I don't care about the sun and the bottom. Grady, he knows that it doesn't spread. But he doesn't care about the sun. He says, if it's 50-50, it's good. I want to ask you a shayla. And this shayla is not my shayla. It's the Rosh's kasha. Frag the Rosh of Rabbi Nutam, b'teich advorim. We'll see later inside. In Shabbos, you have to have 50% of the gate. Rapope holds, porutz keoim, it is good. There's one way to do it, even with less than 50%, right? You could do Tzuras HaPesach and Eiruvin. Only a couple strings. You do Lovud, 5 strings. That's also good. Why? It's Aloche, Lovud Kesasu. So it goes like this. If every 2 tfochim you put a piece of stick, even if it's thin like a string, the place is kosher for Shabbos. If you want to put 1 meter stick, 1 meter space, people could walk in. 1 piece space. Then the halacha is, if it's 50-50 close, poets claim it, it's good. And if not, not. But if it's lovud, even if it's 5 strings altogether, the place is good. And sukkah, I'm asking you a kasha, Frek de Rosh. You could put 3 little pieces of schach and have lovud and the sukkah will be kosher. So what Rabbi Nutam says, I don't care about sun and the bottom. I look at Hilchei Shabbos. Poutz Kaim, it is good. Schach also. If it's 50%, it's good. Forget about the sun. Granted, the sun doesn't spread. Why he says forget about the sun? This kasha de Rosh Frek of Rabbi Nutam. How Rabbi Nutam says, it's in the Gdorim of Shabbos. The Gdorim of Shabbos? So why Lovud doesn't help? So Liyadiya Sateira, the Sfas Emes Frek de Kashe, he says a Zaitik Eteretz. Efshar does it the Emes. Zog the Sfas Emes, and a Schach is a Aloche, you have to have Psoiles Goyren Veyekev. You can't make Schach from metal, right? You have to make it from wood. Lovud is Kesosum, but it's not wood. It's Lovud. Lovud is not Kosher L'Schach. You have to have a material that is called Psoiles Goyren Veyekev. Lovud doesn't make Psoiles Goyren Veyekev. Sifamacht! Shabbos, it's closed. With what? With lovud. Schach is kosher. Psoil is good. Lovud is not psoil is good in Vayekev. It came out of the Moshe Messina. It's Mashomayim. It's not psoil is good in Vayekev. Yeah. But this is the Zayti Keteret of Sfasemes. The Sfasemes understands Rabbi Nutam Mamesh Kipshutoy. It's a wall. And it's like Dorim for Hilchei Shabbos. And by Mele Porutz Koim it is good. Lo ma'anyen oti Tzel and Chamo. Lo ma'anyen oti. Frick the Rosh, you forgot. So why lovud doesn't help? So Sfasem is a love that will answer you. But Lule is Sfasem. No one is in Behel and Divid is Sfasem. What is the Pashtus? The Teretz is the Aloche of Schach, you have to make in Sukkah 3 walls on the side and 1 wall on the top. The wall that you have to have in the top has a name. Hota Nomen. Vasi de Nomen? Schach. What is Schach? Something that protects from sun. Lovud is not a schach. Schach has to be something that protects from sun. Lovud doesn't protect from sun. How much schach you have to put? 50%. Doesn't make a difference that the sun will come now in an angle and will cover the sukkah. This is lama shane. I have to cover the roof. I have to cover the walls with walls. And the top I have to cover with something that hates schach. Lovud is hates schach. Lovud is not called Tzach. So while Lovud is not called Tzach, B'meile, Lovud Avanu will not help Lefi Rabbi Nutam. Tzach is something that stops the sun. How much you have to have from it? 50%. You have to have 50% from it. You don't have to have the whole thing covered from it. It's enough that you have 50%. It's called that it's closed. Again, but the sun comes in, doesn't make a difference. The chevze of schach is something that stops sun.
It stops the sun.
Sun comes in after the lamashane. I have to cover the schach. Again, when the Teira says, maybe I'll mask it a little bit more. Person's asking, I will explain. The Aloha L'Moshe Misinai says, Lo yisif froi tzrubo. Don't leave most of the place open. If the half of the place is closed, it's good. It's closed with what? With schach. in the other half, the sun comes in, so echpatli, lefi Rabbeinu Tam. The Torah said, don't leave most of the place open. Lefi Rav Pope, close half of the place. When the Torah said to close something, hoche agmer rachman ele Moshe, k'mor eiru vind after zvav umud alef, loisif roi tzrube, don't leave it mostly open. I left it 50% closed with tzchach. That stops sun. What, and the sun will come in from the other side, semach nishtoiz. So this is the Loshana Mishneh. When the Mishneh speaks about Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, again, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam is no shaykhis to the bottom. We're going on the top. 50-50 is good, alibed Rav Pope. 50-50 is good, alibed Rav Pope. Roif Chamo is not good. Roif Chamo is not good. 50-50 is good. 50-50 is good. We ask, so why the Tana says Shechamoso merube mitziloso is not good? You have to have shade. Because if the Tana was stand right, that you have to close the top, and the Tana would not call it tzchach, the Tana would not call it shade, I would use lovud also. I would use the gedorim of Shabbos. When it says in Shabbos to close the place, I close it other with potskoy, man, other with lovud. Here I can close it with lovud. I have to close it with tzchach. I'll make it a little bit more close to you. The Prime Godim hot asofek. If you could use glass for schach. The sofek is if it's glass is mekabel tume, and a sofek. The sofek is if glass is mekabel tume, and if it's called gedulei karka, they do it from sand. Again, ishtarayin to them. We'll get it later. And the sugis of soil is garen v'yeket. So I think the Mekbroche brings down that the Briskerov gefragt. Lefi the way we're learning now, Rabbeinu Tam, what is the tzad that the glass will help? As every lovu doesn't help, even that it has a aloche of clothes. Oh, but the chevze of schach is a megin. Glass is not a megin. And the Briskerov said, maybe the glass of the Prime Godim was not seen through, not clear. Skirov said, maybe the glass stops some of the heat. We don't know what is called sun. The heat, the light, there's levels that for sure don't go over the glass. Rabbi Eliashi said, maybe the Prime Godim only meant that you could put schach on top of the glass. That it doesn't have a din of schach posul. Nafkamin is you put glass, the rain will not come in, and then you put mushroom wood on top. I'm just mamchish, the mushroom, the finest fasemes. Glass will help the Fidei Rosh. There's no din shade. It's a halacha, you have to close the top. Sun doesn't, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam. No one is mentioning a word of sun. You have to cover the top. You have to cover the top. There's no halachas of sun. There's no halachas of sun. We are learning about Rabbeinu Tam is masking that is a din of sun. Again, he doesn't care that the sun comes from the side and takes over the sukkah. That it doesn't make a difference. Oh, but the chevtze of schach is a mesich, a mesachich. A mesachich, lovud avad, it doesn't help. No, how much mesachich you have to have, does the aloche lemoyshe misina ele sifrei tzrube, is enough to have 50% schach. But if you have 50% schach, it's good. This is the way Rabbeinu Tam learns pshat. Avad. What needs pshat lefi Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam explained the Mishneh Givaldik alibe de Rav Pope that porutz keoimed is good. Alibe de Ravune barei de Rabbi Yeshua that porutz keoimed is not good, and you have to have roiv. How we will explain the Mishnayos? Avade aloche ke Rav Pope sugi de shmeise ke Rav Pope, because Rav Pope is the one that said haynu de amri inche ke zuzem leil ke istere miletachas. Avade, he explained the sugi alibe de Rav Pope, but we have to know avade gishmak the sugi is alibe de Rav Pope, but Ravuna is also a man de omar. There's two mishnayos here that lefi de Rabbeinu Tam the Gemara just didn't take care how Ravuna barei de Rabbi Yeshua will arayin zetz the mishnayos. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's a reinsetz very clearly alibed Rav Pope. Lemalo mechzo al mechzo is kosher,
And if it's not mechza al mechza, it's roiv chamo is posul. Just milamata means when you look from the bottom, it looks small. The ister looks smaller from the zuzef, akel from Rashi. And the mele, the avir looks small. And the mele, you have more avir, but it's not good. But it's one year side. 50-50 on top is good, and if it's less from that, it's not good. The whole mishnah is a libra rav pope. The sugi de shmeis is a libra rav pope. So we'll have a avoide yet. A libra rav unna bereda of Yeshua, Rabbi Nutan didn't touch how the mishnayos will arise it. It's a mandoma. But somewhere in the Shas, the Gemara had to. The Moshe and Dafta Svov, the Gemara is very busy to explain that the Mishnah will fit Sai with Rav Pope and Sai with Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. So you're right. Aloche ke Rav Pope, Sugi de Shmaisen ke Rav Pope, Abel Mikol Mokoyim, we have a piece of Shibud to explain Lemaise, how Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua will learn the Mishnah. That part, the Gemara doesn't speak out, how Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua well, Arayin says the Mishnah. That chelik, we don't have yet a husband. Back to Shitas Rashi. Rashi learns name. If you, it's 50-50 on top, it's not good. And Rashi gave us words. Shechama sa'avir mispashetes lemat. So what? We saw Rabbi Nutam, Chutzal, he disagreed with the Metzias. He said, so what? Over Porutz Ka'imet. Porutz Ka'imet. And Rashi says, no. Vail chamas ha'avir mispashetes lemato. It's not good. So we have main two drochim in the Rishonim to explain Shitas Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel, Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayos. It's Shitas HaRamban ve'Aran. This is one mahalach, and the Rosh is the second mahalach. And we'll start. It's for sure al derech Rashi. Later we have to see how much it's exactly the Rashi himself. We'll start with Shitas HaRamban and the Ran. The Ramban and the Ran, in the Afchof Beis, the Ramban and the Milchames, he brings down like this. V'chi amrin el pautz k'ayim ed mutar anemi lebedeifen Shabbos u'beschach posul, d'chi hagi ochi agmi rachmon ele moishe lo tifre yitzrube, ochename agmi besuge lo itesachu bepsul rube, hoke adod itarvayu mutorim. Miu, אין פסול רוב על הקש... אבל באוויר אי אפשר לא ימרקן שכיוון שימם שובי מלמעלו או אוויר רבי מלמטו הרי נפרץ רובו כיוון שימם שובי מלמעלו או אוויר don't say in the sun או אוויר רבו מלמטו הרי נפרץ רובו the run repeats the same words אבל באוויר אי אפשר לא ימרקן שכיוון שימם שובי מלמעלו הו אביר רבו מלמטו וסוכו בצל טל ימילסה והרי פורוץ שלו מרובה על האוימת והרי פורוץ שלו מרובה על האוימת the Ramban starts and the Ran is finishing again, לא שונה רמבן ומי הוא? אם אביר יאפשר לו ימרקן שכיוון שהם שובי מלמעלו הו אביר רבו מלמטו הרי נפרץ רובו The Ran adds, "Yef shalom akein shekeivon shimem shovim milamalo avi rabo milamato v'suka betzel tal yemilse hariporut shalom meruben al ha'imet." What is the answer? They say a pesavot. Val is more sun in the bottom. Take the Eli Keran. Hariporut shalom meruben al ha'imet. What he means? What he means? הריפורות שלו מרובה על האימת. Says one nusach that the Velt says, Sukkah, you measure in the bottom. You don't measure on the top. Sukkah, you measure in the bottom. You don't measure on the top. It's not an emes pshat. It's not an emes pshat. Even that some choshev ha'achroinim say it. It's not an emes pshat. First, I don't think it's mashma in the Loshon Aran and the Ramban. They have to say, you measure in the bottom. They don't say that. Shekeivon she'avir rove lemato. Harei nifratz rubo. Harei nifratz rubo. He doesn't say, you measure in the bottom. He doesn't say, you measure in the bottom. No. Also the Ran. Harei porucho. You have to say, you measure in the bottom.
We don't say he doesn't mean that. He doesn't mean that. Even though the Rashash maybe said it. Oh, but he doesn't mean it. The Rashash maybe said it in Rashi, but we're not learning like this in the Ran. We are learning Pshat. Avada, it's 50-50 on the top. And Sukkah betzel tal yemilse. Vesukkah betzel tal yemilse. And you have to have shade. So Val, you write that it's 50-50 on top. But Val, the sun comes in, and the sun from that hole comes in and becomes a roiv, it makes the top to have a shame poles. Not the bottom has a shame poles. The top has a shame poles. Hare nifratz rubo. Val, the loshen aran, suke betzel tal yemilse. So Val, the chefzev schach is to make shade. And while this hole makes it to become Porutz Ruba, so it's called that it's Porutz Ruba. It's called that it's Porutz Ruba. So while is a hole on the top, and that hole brings in so much sun, B'meile Nifratz Ruba. Again, Nusach Aleph of the Rashash, you measure on the bottom, Abraham is here, it means that val is a hole, and that hole causes that the lemato will be roiv chamo. So it's called that this makes that top. It's not porutz geoimed. The pirtze is gorachosh of a pirtze. The mele it's considered nifratz ruba. It's considered nifratz ruba. It was a dodi lemalo, and the more sun in the bottom. So while that hole at the top makes in the bottom such a big roishem, that hole has a more choshev name if they have. It's Adodi Lemalo. While the mato is more, so it makes it to be worse from Adodi Lemalo. It's Adodi Lemalo, more sun in the bottom, right? This is the case. Zogt Rashi, Zogt Ramban, while it makes more sun, it's called that it's Nifratz Ruba, and while it's called that it's Nifratz Ruba, B'meile, it has a shame Poetz Meruba Alayimet. Has a shame Poetz Meruba Alayimet. Has a shame Poetz Meruba Alayimet. We'll mamshich two more lines in the Ran, that the Ran brings us a mocker to understand these words. Look in the Ran weiter. The Ran is asking a kasha. Was mit Ravune? Why lefi Ravune it's kosher? Why lefi Ravune it's kosher? Are Ravune needs... What case? In the case of 50-50 on top, it's possible because it's called Nifratz Ruba. But if it's more on the top, then it's kosher. Why? Because in the bottom, it's 50-50. Right? When it's 50-50 on the bottom, it's kosher. Look in the Ran inside. V'leravune bareid Rabbi Yeshua de'omar porutz ko'imed osur. Zog the Ran, why in the second case it's good? Toni lebicha adodi milemato. Mishum de'lemalo o'imed merubo. Why in the second case, when it's 50-50 on the bottom, it's kosher. So the fear of Papa, it's kosher. It's 50-50 on the bottom. On top is roiv. Avada, it's kosher. But why the fear of Vuna, it's kosher? Why the fear of Vuna, Bareid Rabbi Yeshua, it's kosher? And the bottom, it's only 50-50. So why it's kosher? You write that on the top is roiv. But the bottom is 50-50. So why it's kosher? Why in the sefer, in the case of 50-50 on the bottom, it's kosher? Because on the top it's roiv. But the bottom is only 50-50. Look in the Ran. V'leravune bareid Rabbi Yeshua de'omar porutz ko'imet osur. Toni lebicha adodi milemato. Mishum de milemalo oimen merube. Umilemata nami ki abi ki adodi oimen merube ala porutz machshivle. Zog the Ran. Val, it's 50-50 on the bottom. So l'firavune it's good. Because it's roiv on the top. Lefi the first nusach, it doesn't make sense. You measure on the bottom. On the bottom, it's only 50-50. Lefi Ravuna Bareid Rabbi Yeshua, 50-50 is not good.
Again, if you measure on the bottom, the first nusach was, again, when it's 50-50 on top, why it's possible? Because there's more sun on the bottom. Nusach Aleph of the Rashash was, because you measure on the bottom. No, the Ran is Mamshich, and why when it's 50-50 on the bottom it's kosher, it's roiv on the top. Okay, Rav Poppe makes sense. Or but what's with Ravuna Barei Rabbi Yeshua? Zogdi, because Lemaise on top, you have roiv. But on the bottom it's 50-50. Ah, Lefi Ravuna Barei Rabbi Yeshua, it had to be possible. You measure on the top or you measure on the bottom? If the way we answer the first piece of the Ran, that we measure on the bottom. No, so why Lefi Ravuna Barei Rabbi Yeshua to be okay? How about you measuring at the bottom? Why to be okay? What do I say? Why to be okay? You're measuring at the bottom. Why to be kosher? So the Ran said, look in the Ran. ולרבונה ברי דרב ישוע דאמר פרוץ כי אימד עשו תונה לבכי הדודי מלמטו שומדים למעלה או אימד מרובה ומלמטה נמי כי אבי כי הדודי או אימד מרובה על הפרוץ מחשיב לי. So the Rashash asks that himself, and he says, I will tell you, Machlekes Rav Poppe veRavuna is, Rav Poppe measures on the bottom, Ravuna measures on the top. Who told him, Anu Machlekes Rav Poppe veRavuna? Anu Machlekes, it's enough, I don't understand the first Machlekes. You can't make a Machlekes yourself. For sure it's not the Pshat. What, Anu Machlekes Ravuna veRav Yeshua? Or do you measure on the bottom, or do you measure on the top? The Teretz is, Hu Asher Dibarnu. You measure on the top. So when it's 50-50 on the top, be'etzem it's kosher lefi Rav Poppe. It's kosher lefi Rav Poppe. Why it's possible? Because in the bottom you have more sun. The sun makes the pirze to kill the top, to spoil the top. It's not called mechzo al mechzo. Val is a chamo lemato, it's not called mechzo al mechzo. A minute. This is a limit of Rav Poppe. Lefi Ravuna Barei Rabbi Yeshua, you also measure on the top. So when you have 50-50 on the bottom, how much you have on the top? When it's 50-50 on the bottom, how much you have on the top? Roiv Schach. So be'etzem it's kosher. No vos. When you had a bigger pirze in the bottom, the pirze broke the top. Here you don't have a pirze. You have 50-50. It's not called a pirze. Ravuna didn't say that it's a pirze. What Ravuna said? Zegzeres HaKosum, you have to close most of the place. I closed most of the place on the top. The pirze doesn't kill me. The pirze doesn't spoil me. I closed the roiv. Again. When I do 50-50, if the pirze makes roiv chamo, lefi Rav Poppe, it spoils the top. I have roiv on the top. The bottom is 50-50, so what? If you learn like the Rashash, that the Ran and the Ramban meant measuring the bottom, if they meant to measure in the bottom, so you're right? Lefi Ravuna, if I want to measure in the bottom, it doesn't stim. So the Rashash, yeah, he will measure on the top, he will measure on the bottom. Yeah, say. So how we learn in Pshat? Avada, you measure on the top. So Rav Poppe says, why 50-50 on top is not good? Because it causes Roiv Chamo in the bottom, and that Pirze of Roiv Chamo makes the Pirze, Loshen Ramban, Nifratz Rubo. It's called that I have a Pirze. Masha'en, Kein Lefi Ravuna Barei Rabbi Yeshua, and it's 50-50 on the bottom, and on top it's Roiv. So be'etzem, the place is Roiv. The bottom is no Pirze, it's 50-50. 50-50 doesn't give a shame Pirze. It doesn't give a shame. I close the top roiv. But I was going there, Rubo. I did what I have. I want to tell you. I have a tzad. Even if it will be roiv chama in the bottom, it will be kosher. But I don't want to get to it yet. The vow we speaking that it's 50-50 on the bottom. We'll see by Hashem tomorrow. Some achronim that learned that if it's roiv on the top, even if it be roiv chama on the bottom, it'll be kosher. I did what I had to do. It's really small. I'm adding. I heard. I can't explain it in 2 minutes. I need 20 minutes to explain it. So.
is another nusach that I don't want to say, but when I see the Olam holding cup, is the under nusach that says a different teretz. And the Panovich, they learn like that. Again, we're going with our nusach. It's measure on the top and the machta pirtze. There's the other nusach, asach achroinim learn like that. I think they found a meiri like that. That you include the bottom and the top all together. You make a cheshbon from everything together. And then it works givaldik. When it's 50-50 on top, and it's more on the bottom. More sun. All together you have more sun or more shade. What? More sun. So it's possible even if you have pope. If it's 50-50 on the bottom, and more shade on the top, what do you have more? Shade. So it's good, even if you have one. You include both. You make the cheshbon from the top, build the bottom. Make the cheshbon. Everything together goes in the cheshbon. So when you have 50-50 on top, and you have roif chama on the bottom, the sukkah is more sun from shade, possible even if you have pope. If you have 50-50 on the bottom and more on the top, so it's more shade, kosher, even if you have one. Yeah. Everyone includes both. Sukkah betzel tale milse. It works. It's kimata meiri mefurish. Again, I don't think it's the pshat in the Ran. It's not mashma in the Ran. But let me get weiter. So the vile again, let me get into the Ran.
You said that we go by.
So it has to make shade, so we go to the bottom. Again, we are learning, we only measure on the top. Just it makes a pirtze. This is our mahalach. Again, so we mentioned three drochim. The Rashash learns, we measure on the bottom. This is the pshat in the Ran. Ravuna measures on the top. But the pshat is, we measure on the bottom. I think the Rashash learns in Rashi. And he says Rashi in the end is to Miyashav Ravuna. We mentioned the pirtze. We measure on the top, no, the pirtze on the bottom. When it's 50-50 on the bottom, it says Nishken pirtze. Loshen Aran is mashma like that. And some say Balabati Shechashman. Everything is included in the Cheshman. If the top is 50-50, more sun on the bottom, make a Cheshman. And the whole sukkah, not only top and bottom, it's automatically. Take all of the space of the sukkah and put it in the numbers, you have more sun. It's possible if you're a puppet. When you have 50-50 on the bottom and roif tzel on the top, and maybe you have roif. I want maybe to go one more step, b'shita saran, that you will hop exactly why these three pshotim are not stam three pshotim. Aber man darf gucken auf dem, von Londische Eis. The Rishonim had a kashe. Rabbi Nutam didn't stam ask a kashe and Rashi why 50-50 doesn't help. Rabbi Nutam didn't stam ask a kashe. Rabbi Nutam asked the kashe from the Gemara and Daf Tesvov. Mechzo schach posul, mechzo schach kosher, steht lefir av pope, it's good. So why mechzo avir is worse? And the Ran answered, because here, in the bottom will be more sun. I want to ask you how you understand the answer. So why mechzo schach kosher, the mechzo schach posul is good? Arei the schach kosher is not doing enough shade. Why when you have mechzo schach kosher the mechzo schach posul is good? Arei, this is the kashe. Rav Pope said in Daf Tesvov, mechzo schach kosher, mechzo schach posul is kosher. Porutz keoimen. Frek the Ran, what is the difference? Frek Rabbi Nutam, so why mechzo schach kosher the mechzo avir is not good? So what is the answer? Dear, no, it's okay. Over here, Valeza Avir, the sun becomes bigger, but mainly it's not good. I'm asking you a shaila. What is the answer? What is the answer? I'm good. What is the answer? And we ask the kashe from Schach Posul. 50% Schach Kosher, 50% Schach Posul is kosher. Lefir HaPopet. Masha'in can hear as Avir. So what is the easy nusach that everyone right away says? When is avir, the sun comes in, and the sun disturbs. When is a schach posul, there's no sun coming in. Right? This is the nusach. The easy nusach. When is sun, so the sun comes in, so you have more sun in the bottom. Masha'enke, when you have schach posul, the sun doesn't come in. Right? This is the way you learn? This is the easy nusach. I want to ask you on the easy nusach. I don't understand. Say that the sun doesn't come in. Oh, but how much shade the schach kosher does? Lefi the easy nusach. The first nusach is not that when it's like together the numbers are different. I'm going shlav b'shlav. The easy nusach, and maybe the only emes in nusach that could be, is that while the schach posul is there, the sun doesn't come in. The sun doesn't come in. When you have avir, the sun comes in. I'm asking you, okay, the sun doesn't come in. How much shade the schach kosher does? 40%. Okay, you know what? You want to start with the second teretz. That when you have both, everyone does. Daniel. The second teretz is that the Chazanish said that when you have. When you have schach posul and you have schach kosher, together we say that everyone does 50-50. That is not emes b'metzias. I'll explain to you in a second. They'll be very close to everyone. It's a mistake b'metzias. In a minute. I want to start with the push it to teretz. Everyone runs to say you're a teretz. Now when it's together, both does everything, you have to divide it to half. Yeah? This is what everyone says, the Chaznish said it also. In a second, I want to start first with the first teretz. The first teretz is that, you know, easy for you, we'll start from the second teretz, So the Chazanish says a teretz, that while you have schach posul and schach kosher, so then you can't say that it only does 40. If you would have only the schach posul first, so it will be 40. And the sun will be 60. So the schach kosher. So you divide it to two. This is the teretz of the Chazanish. A glad teretz? I'll tell you why this teretz is not an emes teretz lechura. A Chazanish says it, and it could be its answer. Why lechura it's not a good teretz? I want to ask you a shaila. What would be if the sukkah is covered with 50% schach kosher? How much shade do you have in the bottom? I'm talking 40%. Now you add one bamboo for metal. One piece of metal. So you have roiv on the top, and the bottom it becomes 50-50, as I state, right? In the case that it becomes 50-50. It's 50-50 on the bottom. Right? That 50-50 is made also a little bit with schach posul? Yes. So why is kosher? You don't have roiv schach, you don't have 50. You don't have 50. Make the cheshbon. If you have 50-50 on the bottom, it's more on the top. In that case, you have 50 schach kosher on the top, and a little bit schach posul. The shade on the bottom came 48% from schach kosher, 2% from schach posul. You can make numbers how you want. So, state that it's kosher. State that it's kosher, lechua. What? Again. If it's 50-50 on the bottom, it's roiv on the top. I'm asking, state in deftesvov, porutz koimit on the top, that is good. L'churet means, even in a case if you have 50% schach kosher on the top and one piece of metal, the Chazanish will say no. That the case that you want to use metal has to be that the whole sukkah is covered. Chidushim gdoilim. Lo shamanu. Chidushim gdoilim. So again, we're going back to try to answer the kasha of the Rishonim. The Rishonim, Rabbi Nutama has a kasha and Shitas Rashi. Rabbi Nutama has a kasha and Shitas Rashi. Rav Poppe holds Poruz Koimet is good and after Svov. What is the difference of Avir? And the answer, Avir, the sun comes in. And we're asking a kasha, no, the Avir, the sun comes in, and Schach Posul, Lemaise, the Schach Kosher didn't do 50. So you wanted to answer me, it does 50. Because the whole place is shaded. Everyone has does 40 and 60. You divide it to 2, and it's called that everyone did 50. This could be an answer, but only could answer when the whole sukkah is covered. Aber lo yitzur, you will have 50% schach kosher and one piece schach posul, lefi your teretz, b'chayegav that the sukkah will be posul. So be enough kmin el aloche. B'chayegav that it's 50-50, it's 50 schach kosher and one piece of schach posul, if you answer like what you're answering, lefi the chazanish, chayegav that the sukkah will be posul. So long again, to the first, what the Balabatish Teretz. The Balabatish Teretz has an under Teretz.
When the sun comes in, it disturbs. When you have a schach posel that doesn't let the sun to come in, it doesn't disturb. Dainu, the schach kosher be'etzem could make 50. Now the sun comes and he pushes him off. When you have something that stops the sun, it's no shter. So these are the two neschoes that we have. So let me game with the Balabati Shetel. That Mizmash Mamur in Loshon Hara. When you have Schach Posul, it's no Shter. When you have Avir, it's a Shter. So I want to ask. So we're asking a Kash. Rashi holds 50-50 is not good. 50 Avir, 50 Schach Kosher is not good. Frekt Rabbi Nutam, over a Pope said 50 Schach Posul, 50 Schach Kosher is good. Chazanish answers what he answers. We answered that when the sun comes in, it's a shtel. When the sun doesn't come in, it's not a shtel. This is the Lom B'Shatel. And here I want to ask you, and listen carefully. What do you mean it's not a shtel? Lemaise, how much shade the Schach Kosher does? 50% or 48? 48. 40. It doesn't do the whole shade. We're going without the Chazanish now. Without the Chazanish. Without the Chazanish. Arei the Schach Posul is command the lesson. Arei the Schach Posul is command the lesson. So lechoure, the Schach Kosher is not doing enough. So I want to explain. If we learn with our Nusach, lo echpatli that is not doing enough. Arei be'etzem, I'm 50-50 on top, I'm good. Why I was not good? Because the sun came and made a big pirtze. It didn't come. Here the pirtze doesn't disturb. Why it, again, 50-50 is good. While it's so strong, it disturbs. It's not strong. It doesn't disturb. 50-50 is good. I don't need more. I don't need the shade in the bottom. I don't need the shade in the bottom. If the pirtze is a fester pirtze, it breaks the oimet. Val is a schach posul here. The pirtze is nishken pirtze. If you measure in the bottom, like the rashash, yeshli is topic. Ari lechurure, the bottom doesn't have 50% of schach kosher. Ari the schach kosher cannot make. Oy Dilma, no. Maybe it could make, because the pshat, it makes 50, and the sun steals from it. Afazei Vaidar is a schach posul, it doesn't steal. So I want to be mesakim this chaylik. It's deeper, it's kedai to oiz gecheshmundas. Again, we have be'etzim, the Ran asks a kasha. 50-50 is good. Because atirikulo, why here it's not good? Zog deran because achamo nichneses milemato mispashetes. This is the teretz of Shitas Rashi. We have a suffix, what is the pshat? If you measure on the bottom, rashash. If you conclude the whole suke, the velt, loshon ha-meiri, or the pirtze, ar meharach. This was one suffix that we had. Then we had a second shaila. What we answer on the kashif on schach posul? We had a kashif on schach posul. Why deer it's good? And we have two nuschos. One nusach that deer take it's equal to 50-50, the chazanish. Okay? If that teretz is good, I'm not asking no kashas. Just we made a cheshbon that I'm not so sure if it works out, that teretz. What was the second teretz of the vel? When the sun comes in, it's a shter. When it's a schach pasul, it's no sun coming in, it's not a shter. These are the words. And this nusach of the velt, what I call the easy way, we can explain in two ways. The pashtus is, avadet only makes 40. Aber, when the pirtze makes more sun, so it shters, it's called poutz. When the pirtze doesn't make more sun, b'mele it's not called poutz. Avadet's only lefi this nusach. For the other nuschos, it will not work. You could answer a different pshat. That be'etzem, every time the shade makes 50. Now the sun stares him. When you have a schach posul and he's not staring him, we look at him ki'ilu he's doing 50. You have to know if it's true. The ashtor is karnaim,
Rabbeinu Tam says in Sefer HaYosher also the sun doesn't shtel. And we don't say that it's considered that he's doing 50. A place that has no sun. Why? Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYosher says, don't tell me that it's different if Schach Posu shtel, the sun shtels. Ashtu is Kanaim, the sun also doesn't shtel. But the Teret says, if would be sun. So if the Schach Posu will not be here, it will shtel. Well, the Schach Posu is the Machshir of the Sukkah. So you have to know. Avad, this is Lechure, the Mahalach of the Ran. This is the Mahalach of the Ran. The Ramban, Bedas Rashi. And again, the Rashash speaks out that the reason Rashi finished and said that the tap is Roiv, because he wanted to be Yoitzer Ravuna Bareide Rav Yehoshua. Rashi wanted to be Yoitzer Ravuna Bareide Rav Yehoshua. Avad, it's a chidush to say that this is what Rashi meant. Le'umas them is another Hezbel is the Rosh. The Rosh has a whole different Hezbel B'das Rashi. A whole different Hezbel B'das Rashi. But it's already late, so we'll stop here. But if the Olam could come a little bit earlier, that we could stop in time and not have to finish very late.